fundraising goals that fell short are one reason nonprofits found they had more bills than they could pay last year. Most often, those with cash flow problems operated with a deficit. Less often, nonprofits reached out to their board or financial supporters. Those are the findings of a survey of 315 nonprofits in Wisconsin. Ben Williams is with Forward Community Investments and co-authored the report.
Even though the recession has technically ended, I think a lot of nonprofits were weathering that storm by using their remaining cash reserves, and so now they're in an even more challenging position.
Williams says those organizations which weathered the recession with cash reserves are better able to expand as demand for services increases. 47% of nonprofits responding to the survey indicated they were expanding. For others, that may not be possible. Nonprofits which receive government funding saw a decrease in their contracts, and Williams says better-known nonprofits may have an easier time fundraising than more obscure ones.
I think of examples for organizations that serve mental health related things that might not touch as broad of a group of people as a United Way or a YMCA might, but the impact that they provide on those that they do touch is so strong. So it's finding those people that can really shout that message out about the great things that they're doing.
According to the National Center for Charitable Statistics, there are 34,000 nonprofit organizations in Wisconsin. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.